here at the 2018 CUNA Lending Council Conference in beautiful Anaheim, California, which happens to be right next to a little place called Disneyland.
I've heard of that. Yes.
Sounds familiar. But
I have my selfies with all the characters.
Do you? Yes, oh, so. Good for you, Jim. All right. Hey,
kids are jealous.
Are they?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what about me?
And Tony Hawk. So it's
Tony Hawk.
Selfies we've gotten here. So yes.
Yeah, it's been a banner few days for sure. We are here with Jim Block, BCU's Senior Vice President and Chief Lending Officer, and also Vice Chair of the CUNA Lending Council. So you have a full plate.
It's a lot to juggle, but I make the best of it. Yeah.
So, I mean, having said all that, how's the conference going for you? We're almost into our last day, so how's it going so far?
Very happy with the turnout, very happy with the number of people from across the country that have come to this. Mm-hmm. This is our biggest conference that we've
ever done. Over 600 or something like that?
And it's the biggest one of all the CUNA conferences, mm-hmm. so the CUNA Council conferences.
Right, right.
So, very proud of what the team's put together, and from what I'm hearing, we're getting really good feedback.
Indeed, I see lots of happy faces and lots of content.
How can you not be happy at Disneyland?
Full brains with good content as well. I've sat on a few as well, so good
full
stuff here.
As well.
Indeed. Well, speaking of like content, what do you specifically want to learn here? Any takeaways that you want to take back to BCU?
Yeah, what I love learning about is what other credit unions are doing that we're not yet doing. Mm-hmm. So learning from best practices across the industry. A lot of people are talking about what they're doing now and dabbling in AI, so that's something that I'm definitely interested in. Mm-hmm. We're doing small things, but right now we don't really have an enterprise strategy around AI.
Okay.
So I'm definitely loving the learning that we're seeing, and that's where I really see the next generation of what we're doing, you know, really to be able to enable some efficiencies and be able to help the member experience.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing that I'm looking at right now. But it's really interesting. Everybody's working on similar things with similar problems, so smart people in the industry, how we can learn from them, learn from their experiences, mm-hmm. and just make things better for our members. That's what this is all about.
I've casually talked to a lot of the attendees here, and they said the networking has been fabulous because they're finding out, okay, what are you doing that's working that maybe we could do and put maybe a little bit of a spin on it. So it's been really beneficial in that area as well.
Yeah, we intentionally try to create spots, you know, through the agenda where we enable that and try to encourage roundtables. We have roundtable tracks for consumer business and mortgage lending, separate ones. So we really do try to, and we also have a CLO exchange at the beginning of the session. So we really do try to create specific intentional opportunities just for networking.
Gotcha. And I want to switch gears just a little bit to BCU. What are you guys doing at BCU that's kind of capturing the trends in lending right now? Because, I mean, we were talking before the recording that rates are going up, so things are going to change a little bit in the lending world. So what's going on at BCU?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing rates going up. We're seeing an increasing, you know, on the lending side, we think of it as cost of funds, but on the members' perspective, it's increasing rates that we're paying out on their deposits, so that's a good thing. And that definitely has created some headwinds on the refinance side on the mortgages, for example. But you have to have more sophisticated pricing models to make sure that all of your different products are making money.
Mm-hmm.
But it just creates different opportunities.
Right.
I'll put it that way.
Right.
Put it that way. We at BCU have continued to see strong loan growth, and now it's a matter of just maintaining
same
level of deposit growth in order to fund the create the liquidity for the loan growth that we're doing.
Yeah, because I'm always interested when the rates go up. Like, okay, what do financial institutions? What do they do?
Right.
Because that's
kind
of the backbone of their business.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. So. Most think that rates going up is a good thing for banks or for credit unions because the margins are stronger, but as not-for-profit institutions, we really do try to pay out as high deposit rates as we possibly can, and the benefit of that is just the margin, you know, we see margins actually being squeezed, not being increased as rates increase. So it's interesting challenges.
No doubt, we're
doing the right things.
I think you guys are up for the challenge, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I want to get final question here, and I'll get you off the hot seat because I know you are being pulled in 100 different directions here. Outlook for the rest of 2018, going into 2019 for lending. As we said, you know, rates are going up, and it's going to create some new challenges. So what do you see coming down the turn?
I see more competition from fintechs. I see. Raising our game in terms of member experience. I think the economy will still be strong in 2019, so I think loan demand will still be strong in 2019. I see 2020 is probably when things will start slowing down in terms of loan demand. So next year, it's really just a matter of continue the efforts that you have towards digital transformation, making your member experience, I know you love frictionless, and just make, make it as great an experience as possible. Yeah. So that's where our focus is going to be. And I do feel like my outlook for 19 is probably pretty similar to my outlook for 18. Yeah. And 18 has been a pretty good year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of just continuing it and then not getting overconfident. Mm-hmm. Because I do see some of the economic headwinds. We're planning now for 2020 in terms of things getting worse.
How are you? Okay.
In terms of increasing collections capacity. Gotcha. And increasing the technology capabilities we have in collections, etc. Mm-hmm. So that would be my recommendation for credit unions, is in case things do get worse, in the future, mm-hmm. are you preparing yourselves today for when that happens? Mm-hmm. Don't overreact, but just make sure that you're prepared.
Right.
For every year can't be a non-recessionary year. Mm-hmm. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, because we've had some pretty darn good years, like the past five, six year. I mean, this is pretty
long run. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, great message to end on, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Congrats on a very successful show as well.
Thank you.
Are doing a great job. So.